Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East and Asia. With four weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's not often he's actually here because he's basically travelling, but he's here this weekend. Ed Finn.
I'm an AI creation.
The AI version. It's AI Ed
Hello,
Finn.
Robbie. Great to see you. How are you doing?
Good, yourself. Yeah. You were in the beautiful Killarney.
I was, yeah. And you know, I think Killarney has to be the busiest, vibiest town in Ireland. Because even last week when I was down there, there was great buzz. The restaurants are all open during the week. You know, it's really
alive. It never stops, actually, does it? No matter what day of the week.
Traditional music. And you know, even as an Irish person, going into the Reedy's pub and at night time there, which is just an amazing pub with all these snugs in it. And the live music, it just grabs you, you know, and it's in our psyche, obviously, but brilliant. Yeah,
you could pick any, the depths of winter, you could go to Killarney, you'll meet American tourists and everybody's out just on holidays.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the time.
All over the world, from everywhere. I was down actually because the Castle Ross Park Resort, right, named after, of course, the Lord Castle Ross originally, which is a beautiful resort there in the Killarney National Park. Kenmare House, which was right beside. Yes, Kenmare House in Killarney. Let me just say that, right? It's to do with the Earls of Kenmare.
That makes sense.
The history lesson later, but beautiful property. It was owned by Beatrice Brown, who was part of the family there, but it's been lovingly restored by the Kelleher family, who own it. Dennis Kelleher, who of course made loads of money on the American stock market and stuff.
And is this in
Irish
the
guy.
Actual park?
It is, yeah. It's right beside the Castle Ross Hotel, and they've got all these self-catering golf lodges.
So you're looking out at the park, essentially.
You're looking, the deer came up in the morning and were munching the grass in front of me.
I thought they were eating your egg and chips.
Listen, I'll tell you. Yeah, but really beautiful. Now, the kind of concept, I went down to check out Kenmare House, but the concept is it has 8 bedrooms. It sleeps, I suppose, up to 14 people. 2 of the bedrooms would be single, but it has beautiful, like, library, lounges, reception rooms. It's a sumptuous mansion.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sorry.
Like the location is just spectacular. So you can hire it, Robbie. It's a kind of a private hire. But as I said, it's a stately residence. And it is, as you said, it's nestled in the private woodlands of the Killarney National Park. So if you wanted it, if you have a special occasion, even a small wedding, it has a chapel, Robbie. It has a consecrated chapel, which you can see out through the kitchen window.
And you can get married in this chapel, can you? Officially?
Yeah. Okay. And it's officially. The family all kind of had churches part of their houses, going back to the history of the kind of Earls of Kenmare there. But very, very interesting. Now, the gardens are amazing, Robbie, as well. I mean, the camellias were blooming, the daffodils were everywhere. Springtime in Killarney, beautiful. And it has contemporary touches to it. It's been kind of restored in a very kind of American contemporary, almost kind of like Cape Cod style.
Okay,
but beautiful,
right.
Everything. It has a dry room for golfers, Robbie. So when you come in with your wet gear, you have your dry room.
There's how many bedrooms are in this
there's
thing?
There's 5 bathrooms, so you'll be okay, right?
Just about.
No one will find you. But 8 bedrooms and 2 of those are single, but I think it sleeps up to about 14 people. But just magnificent. I mean, when you're sitting there looking out onto the sweep of, you know, the woodlands of the Killarney National Park, and of course you've got Ross Castle, you've got the walks all around there, the Gap of Dunloe, which I love, one of my favourite things to do in Killarney, just up the road. Really nice. Now, I mean, it has, you know, king rooms. There's one junior king room. There's a superior double single. So it's from sort of like, I think, $850 a night or $1,000 a night, depending on the season. So it's very affordable.
So this is for the house?
Yeah, for the house.
Right.
And of course,
God, you nearly pay that in a Dublin hotel for a night.
I'll tell you. Go down to Killarney, you'll get the value. But do you know what's great as well? You've the Castle Ross Hotel beside you, which of course has the most fabulous breakfast there. You can pop in, and if you don't want to do the self-catering, which I did, you know, they have a great super value in Killarney, Robbie, by the way, right? And things you don't get up here. But and they have a swimming pool, of course. They have a leisure centre there as well. You have a 9-hole golf course. I could just feel my stress levels dropping when I arrived. And Con Horgan, who's the owner of the Castle Ross Resort, he was hosting us and showing us around. And he's the picture of health, I'll tell you, Robbie. And we did a 4 kilometre walk. And again, we saw a party of stags. Stags don't usually hang out together.
As opposed to a stag party.
As opposed to, this was the kind of stag party I like, Robbie. just, you know, beautiful animals. But that was really, really nice. And, you know, you just escape the hustle and bustle of daily life. And it's really, really nice. The drawing room, the dining room, as I said, has a 14... a seater table. You know, the kitchen has everything and the things I didn't even know what to do with them, right? Because I don't have a dishwasher at home,
Robbie. I'm surprised
you didn't
bring your butler with you.
But everything you can imagine, utility rooms, all there, right? And you can order optional extras, you know, you can order in packages and drinks and food, you know, whatever kind of thing you want.
And tell me, could you do this as, let's say, take a room only with other people?
No, absolutely
not. So it's just the house?
No, because it's I mean, this would be very much you take the house. So if you when you're having your 40th birthday now, Robbie, right? Like you
my
could
21st.
Take this. You could take this for your close friends, right?
Right?
And it's just great value. And I think, you know, I would say, I mean, I was there for 2 nights. I would have loved to stay another 2 nights, to be honest with you. I would be very inclined to kind of enjoy. There's so much to do and see there. But that view that you see there, Robbie, on the website is the view of the McGillicuddy Reeks. You see Carrontool, the highest mountain in Ireland. And you just, it's just like something out of a movie.
If you think about it, if you had, let's say, a family with a couple of brothers and sisters, your mum and dad, and you just decided, you know what, it'd be different. We go to Killarney for the weekend. You'd be paying, what, 200 a couple. It isn't it bad?
No. Listen, it's brilliant. And as you said, you know, if you're like golfers, for example, right? Guys want to go playing golf. I mean, you know, you have there, you have on your doorstep a beautiful nine-hole course there, which would be nice. It's really interesting. I mean, it was built in 1969. It was the residence of Beatrice Grosvenor, right? She was a CB. It has a long legacy dating back, you know, to the Brown family into the 1500s. So there's lovely history there as well. And the Castle Ross Hotel itself is built, Beatrice built a motel there back in those days when a motel was a kind of a very unusual thing to have in Ireland. And before that, it was the Royal Victoria Hotel, where Victoria's son, Bertie Albert, used to go on holidays all the time.
Bertie.
So there's a lovely, and they've really kept all the kind of history there. They have a lovely room in the Castle Ross with the pictures of all of them. And you can see Lord Castle Ross there with his scar, because he was a columnist, bit like the Keen Edge in the day here. You know, he used to write salacious little tidbits about London society, Robbie. And but wonderful. Anytime I go down there, I have to say, Killarney, it's a feel good place.
No, it is a great place to go. And I mean, even just doing an old drive around, doing the Ring of Kerry, driving around, it's a real escape.
Yeah, I was with my friend Sarah. We got the train down, which was grand, you know, great. So we got picked up. They pick you up there from the train as well. It's only 10 minutes. And I loved that. The food as well, by the way, great. We went to a restaurant there, Hilliard's, just a little shout out for them. You know, you think about Ireland and, you know, like Killarney and stuff, you think about certain types of food. Amazing food there, right? Beautiful, like oysters, just very kind of creative, innovative thinking. Desserts were unbelievable. Very nice. It used to be an old telegram place. Again, it's just now it's a restaurant. Reedy's beside it do amazing pizza. They have a big wood fire oven. And then, of course, the music in Reedy's, and of course, all those little snugs. But like, there was even a nightclub open until 2 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday night, Robbie. I was like, where are we? You know, and the band were playing great songs, you know, but it was a great old trip. And I must say, I really, you know, when I was chatting to my friends, a few of us are going to book that now, because for birthdays and for, as I said, for those special occasions.
I think it'll do really well.
It will. And because
what's the website?
It's kenmarehouse.ie. Yeah, so you can't, you can get all the information there. But I must say, just a fabulous few days. And you do feel, I was like Lord Grantham in Downton
Abbey. Do you know
Abbey.
What, I can see you there sitting in your palatial dining room eating a Super Value jambon at Kenmare House. Sounds amazing.
It was a rasher sandwich, Robbie, and a cup of Barry's tea, but you're close.
Ed Finn on Travel Talk, as always, bringing us all around the world, and in this case, around Ireland.
How can you
amazing.
Buy two blue Irish eyes, Robbie?
That's it.
Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East and Asia. With 4 weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8. 106.8.